This is VOA News via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil. The war in Ukraine has racked the country's southern coast as Russian forces fire cruise missiles at the city of Odessa and bombard a steel mill in the port city of Mariupol, where Ukrainian civilians and fighters had sought safety. Officials announced Saturday that the last women, children, and older adults have been evacuated from the plant, but the fighters remain trapped. Russia hopes to complete its conquest of Mariupol in time for Victory Day celebrations on Monday. However, Ukraine's military has flattened Russian positions on a Black Sea island that has become a symbol of resistance. And Western military analysts say a Ukrainian counteroffensive was advancing around Kharkiv, the country's second largest city. Rescuers in Cuba's capital continue their desperate search for victims of an explosion that killed at least 27 people at one of Havana's most luxurious hotels. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
A natural gas leak at the Hotel Saratoga was the apparent cause of Friday's blast. The 19th century structure in the city's old Havana neighborhood did not have any guests at the time because it was undergoing renovations ahead of a planned Tuesday reopening. Saturday evening, the chief of hospital services at Cuba's Ministry of Health raised the death toll to 27, with 81 injured. The death included four children and a pregnant woman. Representatives of the company that owns the hotel said during a news conference Saturday that 51 workers had been inside the hotel at the time, as well as two people working on renovations. Of those, 11 were killed, 13 remained missing, 6 were hospitalized. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador arrived in Cuba Saturday for meetings with his Cuban counterpart and other high-ranking officials. It is the final stop on a 5-day tour that took President López Obrador to Guatemala, Belize, Honduras, and El Salvador. There's been no information yet as to what will be discussed between the two presidents, but as with his talks with the Central American heads of state, it is expected that immigration will be high on the agenda. The Mexican president has recently criticized the U.S. embargo against Cuba and the decision not to invite Cuba to the summit of the Americas that will take place in Los Angeles this year. Afghanistan's Taliban rulers on Saturday ordered all Afghan women to wear head-to-toe clothing in public. It's a sharp, hard-line pivot that confirmed the worst fears of rights activists and was bound to further complicate Taliban dealings with an already distrustful international community. The decree says that women should leave the home only when necessary, and that male relatives would face punishment starting with a summons and escalating up to a court hearing and jail time for women who women's dress code violations. It was the latest in a series of repressive edicts issued by the Taliban's leadership, not all of which have been implemented. In the last month, for example, the Taliban forbade women to travel alone, but after a day of opposition that has since has been silently ignored. The United Nations Assistant Mission in Afghanistan said it was deeply concerned with what appeared to be a formal directive that would be implemented and enforced, adding that it would seek clarification from the Taliban about that decision. Donald Trump's legal team wants to void a contempt ruling and a $10,000 per day fine against the former president over a subpoena for documents related to a New York civil investigation into his business dealings. His attorneys say they've conducted a detailed search for the relevant files. Last month, a judge levied the fine after finding Trump in contempt of court for failing to adequately respond to the subpoena. A 66-page brief by Trump's lawyers dated Friday describes the search for the documents. Recapping our top story, the war in Ukraine has now racked the country's southern coast as Russian forces fire cruise missiles at the city of Odessa and bombard the steel mill and the city of Mariupol. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.